right, it is time for That's Entertainment, and as I say, the band's back together. It is Michael and El Presidente Fanula. Both of you, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello.
Hello.
Is there a title I'm expected to use on
No, I think you've got it right there,
okay,
when you say, yeah.
Okay,
just look at, as long as you're bowing and, you know, giving me due deference, I'm
well, that's exactly what it's like. Yeah,
that's what I told him. Every time we meet up, he has
that's
to
what
bow.
I've had to do all week.
But thank you for squeezing us in, because it's a challenging role, isn't it, in terms of everything. But the front-facing bit for me is the amount of stuff you go into and different meetings and all that kind of stuff.
It's exciting. Yeah, well, I have been, I was the vice president there for a year, so in fairness to the chamber, it does give you a little bit of a run-in. So it gets you kind of up and running with it, so that you kind of know a little bit what to expect. Right. But yeah, it is, I went to, I was honoured to be invited to the Rotary, had a lunch for their... the brilliant work that they do, but in honour of the International Women's Day. And you kind of arrive and think, oh, this is lovely. I've been invited to lunch. Beautiful, lovely. And then they're like, oh, you'll say a few words. And you're like, oh, okay.
Well, in fairness, there's no problem with that. So really effectively now, it's au revoir Galway, bonjour Donegal.
I mean, I don't know when it was last time. I haven't seen my poor mummy in ages.
No, listen, you're a full-on Donegal woman now.
I know. I'd love to get the accent. That's the only thing that I really would love.
Well, let's start with getting a Galway accent, maybe.
Oh, that's true.
And then shed that, and then a Donegal accent.
I know. I really wanted a Donegal accent.
Do it in stages.
Exactly.
Okay. Listen, coming up in the next hour, we have live music. There's a great show on at the moment, or coming up, sorry, and it is 9 till 5, and we have members of a choir coming in to sing in the next hour. So stay tuned for that. Get on our Facebook, YouTube channels. YouTube, much more popular than Facebook now in terms of people watching and watching back. So get on either of them anyway and watch that. And another thing that's been setting the stage on fire, and it's one of those shows that people have gone out of the way to talk to me about. Do you know what I mean? It's like It's like one of the god tier TV shows, and that's Kinky Boots on Greenon. Now, it's all sold out, of course, and has been for quite some time. But to a man and woman, everyone who's spoken to me about it wanted to talk about it. You have to see it. This is amazing. I'm not sure if it's because it was, I mean, obviously it was brilliant, or it shattered their expectations. I'm not quite sure. Fanula, we'll start with you. You squeeze this into your schedule.
Yeah, no, well, look, I love the musicals that the Letterkenny Musical Society do. They've always done a fantastic job, and our own Donal is involved in it. So that kind of makes me go even more. His deep timbre in the whole thing. But this was a must-see, because I was promised Donal in high heel boots, and it did not disappoint.
Greg's face. I hope the camera's on Greg for that expression.
I have surreptitious photographs taken, which will be used at a later date when I want Donal to do something he doesn't want to do.
My problem with that was it's not the imagery. I think it would look quite fetching.
Oh, he does.
He struggles with ice, and my concern would be... It probably is a miracle
that he didn't injure himself in some way, but thank God he did not.
Yeah.
No, it's a great show. First of all, you have to say is congratulations and fair play to the society, because this is the first time that this show has ever been seen in Ireland.
Yeah.
It's
ambitious. I don't know that word's trotted out, but something on that hasn't been done here before.
It hasn't been done in this country on any kind of an amateur level whatsoever. You know what I mean? I think it came professionally here up to Dublin about 3 or 4 years ago, and that's really the last time that I ever heard anything about it. I never even thought about it as being a community program, which is really, I suppose, what the society is. But they did a fantastic job of it. Really good. They had an amazing cast, an amazing team behind it. You know, there's some really good, fantastic, strong singers. They also, which I like about it as well, is they're not afraid to open up their doors and bring in people from other parts if they're needed, you know, in order to bolster the group. There was an amazing group of guys that did all of the dressing up and wore the heels the whole way through. They had 3 or 4 young guys and one older guy that looked like, hard to tell through all the makeup, that danced the whole way through.
Huge amount of energy required between the singing and the performing, and both at the same time.
Absolutely. The dancing in this was up to another level. They definitely threw it all into the dancing, because I've seen sometimes in the past and occasionally you kind of go, oh yeah, that person dances like I do. Which is exactly what you expect from, you know what I mean? These are not professional actors or whatever. They do such an amazing job. But they just really knocked it up a level. I thought it was excellent.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure about the actual show.
Story.
There's kind of like bits of it, as in whoever rewrote the movie into a musical. You know, sometimes you just feel like they're just sticking songs in, and there's a couple of areas where you're kind of like, well, they could have shaved 20 minutes off this now just because some of the songs are kind of feel a bit filler. But that's not the society's fault. That's the people that wrote the actual thing in the beginning.
You can't go off script with these things too.
Yeah, it's kind of the script that's in it. But they did an amazing job of it now. And as I said, if it was worth it alone just to see all these people going around in
their slingbacks.
Fantastic high heel boots.
And did you see it, Mike?
I did. I was there right beside. I concur with everything Fionnuala said. The lead actor is fantastic. The choreography is fantastic. There was a couple of songs that kind of really stayed with me. I think it was that second one, you know, the guy with the guitar.
With the guitar.
Yeah, I thought that was an excellent. And the
Final song.
Then. The final song. The
love the way you now finish off each other's thoughts and sentences.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary, just to be honest. It's a little bit scary.
The lady
who came in here and she sang, and that was what I think the term is, showstopper, because it was brilliant. She is.
But it was the energy.
Her voice,
you're in a room with someone like that there, right? And the actual energy just to push it out at that volume and at that quality, and then to have dancing and running and changing and everything. Like, I wonder would I be fit for it? Like, it's astonishing.
The stamina and energy, I mean, you've touched on this already. I mean, to do that night after night after night, I think most of us would, like, even those of us that do standard plays, after a couple of nights, you know, the energy starts to sag. They're on all week, and they're dialing it up to 101% every night.
Right, okay, good stuff. Full marks then, so, and I think assessment too, Fionnuala. Don't have to sugarcoat it either. The show was brilliant, the production was brilliant, the actors were brilliant. But whomever adapted it for stage, maybe it could be trimmed a little bit. Maybe
It wouldn't be as a show. It wouldn't be the best show that I've ever seen in the sense of the
script
storyline
and the script.
Kind of thing. But what they did with it was phenomenal, and they actually, which I didn't think was possible, took their ability and skill level up another notch. And I think the fact that it was sold out and everything shows people need to be more aware of these things when they're coming, because they could have done another night.
But there is a thing.
People should be just booking it up straight away as soon as you hear it.
I think we are seeing a thing, and I don't know what the reason is why, and I know times are difficult for an awful lot of people, but things are very well attended. Football matches, soccer matches, shows like this, that young group of young fellas, the name will come to me, apologies, sold out 3 or 4 nights in Angrian on and a couple of nights elsewhere. Do you know what I mean? The Valour and all that.
Yes.
Like, if you put on the right show,
people will come out.
We touched on this previously. Right. I can't believe, actually, that is only 1 week to St. Patrick's Day. And hopefully there's loads of things organised right throughout the county and the region. And by the way, if you want us to give it a mention next week, you know, to give your thing a plug, get in touch with us now, 07491 25000. Doesn't matter where you are. I'm sure there's great things organised from Ballyshannon, Bundoran, Donegal Town, Mount Charles, right up as far as Mallon, and far out as far as Dunloe, and then of course the beautiful Twin Tans and all up our east coast, and then into the north as well. Wherever you are, if you're behind the organisation of any events or something to do with St. Patrick's Day, a community event, that it would be helpful if I mentioned it, that such and such a parade starts at such and such a time. Message us in 086 60 25000, and we'll collate them and read some of them out next week. Of course, Fionnuala, Letterkenny is one of the biggest, if not the biggest in the region, maybe behind Derry.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I can't believe, right, I don't want to old man this because it feels like I'm doing it, right? I can't believe it's a week to St. Patrick's Day. Where is this year going? And I mean absolutely genuinely, I don't know where it's going. The nights are lovely and bright now. Mornings are bright, and we're just a week away from our national holiday.
Yeah,
I'm the same. It doesn't seem to me, particularly as I leave my estate this morning, and there's still snow and ice, and a little bit on the ground now. I know we haven't had that for a few weeks, but it still feels like it's the touches of winter are here.
Yeah. So. Whoever was organising all these events, and you talk to us a little bit about what's happening in Letterkenny, it's come at them really, really quickly as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh God, it totally came around really fast for us. as most people may or may not be aware, it's the chamber that runs the St. Patrick's Day Parade here in Letterkenny. And we have a great team from the board that does it. I mean, really, to be honest, Leonard Watson has done, I would say, 75%, if not more.
Before you move on, I saw Leonard trying to interview you, and all I want to say to Leonard is it's not as easy as I make it look.
I think if
he is listening, he'll know exactly know exactly what I'm talking about.
You should have seen the blooper reel that went with between the two of us.
That's actually what I'm referring to. what you ended up with was quite polished.
Yes. But it took us quite a few tries to get there.
But anyway, he's been so focused on organising this. Go on.
But he's doing a brilliant job. That's what it is. All his focus is on organising this. He's done a great job. He's chairing the committee this year. And it's just been fantastic in himself. And our own Jimmy Stafford has been doing a lot of stuff with the music. So there's going to be, if anybody was at last year's, it was one of the biggest parades that we've had in a long time. I think people were really ready for all the after 2 years of it not being there, they were really ready to bring their kids out and that kind of thing. And it was just amazing, the crowd that we got. So this year, we're trying to make it as big as it was last year. And actually, it's going to be a little bit bigger. We've got a lot of music on the street. We have Clive and his photo booth is going to be there.
It's all on Friday, isn't it?
It's all going to be on Friday. It's all along the main street, as we've had in previous years. And there's going to be performers in different spots. I know outside Gallagher's Hotel, and there's going to be some other performers further up the town. There's going to be photo booths there so people can get their picture taken when they're all done up, because most people kind of have the hats and the scarves and stuff like that with it. The parade starts at 3 p.m. from Tesco's, but the actual music and entertainment and everything starts at 2. So feel free to come along early and get experience of the atmosphere and sort of, you know, meet up with everybody
traffic
else.
Restrictions I presume will apply, but obviously there'll also be accommodation made for people with mobility issues, as there is everything.
Absolutely, we totally have all that. And we're just calling out again to say, if there is anybody that have been thinking about doing it and meant to contact us to become involved, be it that they're music, if you are in a band or music or anything like that, if you can march, that's fantastic. If you need to be on the back of a lorry, as we say, float, that's no problem. We can accommodate that as well, as long as we have enough notice in order to do that. We can get a float ready for you. We've different bands and music in it. But there is spaces obviously available for anybody that wants to get involved. And if they do, they can just contact the chamber office or any of the chamber board members that they might know. And we can do all of the extra work that might be needed. You know, we can do the bits, like I said, get a float ready, get the truck and all that kind of stuff, if that's what they need, provide power for people when they're on the floats. And then for the community groups, more the merrier. But just for safety, health and safety, we just need to know in advance, so we can't have people just showing up on the day.
And I appreciate health and safety, but I really do feel sorry for children nowadays, because of the way this world has gone. It's gone mental with health and safety. Like, they'll never get the joy going to a St. Patrick's Day event where they'll get hard-boiled sweet to the face or a refresher bar to the back of the head or a lollipop stick to the eye socket. Do you know what I mean?
I know,
never have that joy that we had as younger people.
I know. And it's just hanging off the back of a lorry without any barricade.
The world
nothing around,
has gone
nothing between
crazy.
You and the tarmac.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know how much tastier a hard-boiled sweet is after you pick it out of your face?
Oh, I know. I remember being back on the floats with the youth clubs and different things like that, with no barricades around you and your friends going, saved your life. As the float is moving. Yeah. They are missing out in those amazing experiences.
25 kids hanging out of a link box. I mean, the world's gone mad. Why can't we do that anymore?
Why do people think that's dangerous? But look, it can still be fun for the kids.
Right, so. Okay, we can still have fun. Then,
we can still have fun. They just need to come and look, for a lot of kids, just to experience it. Some people have never even seen what it's like.
It's lovely.
It's amazing what you think what COVID has done. Like, when you've got kids of 4 and 5.
After the gap, we were at a couple of things last year, and we were in Carrigart as well. And it was just lovely to be around with other people.
Yeah.
The simple things in life that, and I'm not going to allow myself now to take it for granted anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's just to be around
and
other people
is.
Walking up and down the street. How are you? Are you well? What's the crack?
That's
you
it.
And that's what it does wherever they're being organised right across the region. Do you know what I mean? It's just getting out and mixing and having crack.
Absolutely, because that's really what it's about. I mean, the whole idea of even having a St. Patrick's Day is kind of crazy. But it really, what it's about, it's about people in their community.
Can I just say it right now? You're quotable now.
See, I shouldn't be saying so. What's not that I do? Yeah, I know, but
before you
Patrick.
Got the chain, before you got the chain, right, you could say whatever. Now you're actually quotable.
I have to be careful. Well, I've nothing against St. Patrick's and the day, but you know what I mean?
I
the
know
fact that
what
we all
saying.
Dress up and get green and wear the gold. It's like, really, what is it about? Only just kind of getting together with your neighbours and the,
same with
the people around you and having a good
cultural
time.
Cultural celebrations. It's
yeah,
the same
they're
thing,
exactly. They're all a bit cracked, but it's about meeting the community and getting out into the community, and that's the main thing.
Yeah.
So 2 o'clock for the entertainment, 3 o'clock for the parade. Come one, come all. And if you want to march, we are only delighted to have you.
And if, I presume the world exists outside Letterkenny, if you...
it does, 100%.
If, I'm only joking. It's an old joke, I say. All jokes aside, though, if you're organising a community event like that or whatever and you want us to give us a plug over the course of the next week on this programme, as you do, we do every year, get in touch with us and we'll do that. Do you go out onto the street St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, different.
Is that something you kind of... everyone's different, isn't it? That's what makes
he's
us
so
all
socially, he's so socially weird, I doubt.
That's
it.
Yeah. Why well, I kind of came into the question in the way that
in
I gave
a roundabout
him,
way.
Well, I gave him a number of outs.
Well,
without taking that away.
Well, last year I didn't partake because I was on stage that night and we were building the stage and we were working from early in the morning. Fionnuala and Greg, so just so you know.
That's perfect.
And the Strabane Festival is on and the drama and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, during the day, different years, yes, if
but
I'm
that's
around.
That's all celebration,
of course, yeah.
If you're looking forward to it.
But I'm not doing anything this year, so I'll be out and about, yeah. Not on stage, I mean.
Okay, and who's leading the parade, do we know, in Letterkenny? Is it done like that in the town?
It is, but now you've just...
No, that's fine. We'll get to that. No,
let's pretend it's a surprise.
Yeah, say it's
let's
a secret.
It's a surprise.
Say you
I know
don't want to disclose
we've got
it.
Lots of, you know, we have the army involved. We have lots of different civic groups and that kind of thing that are going to be involved in it. But I should throw it out there because we were having a conversation the other day. Pierce Brosnan is apparently in the county. If he would come and be... the Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day.
He's booked down the country.
He's everywhere. He's popping up everywhere.
He's popping up all over the place. Yeah. I'm not even sure what the movie. Do you know what the movie is that they're making?
I know. I know there's something production. There's so many movies in Donegal now.
Everywhere. He was, outside Uppercuts where Linda's Uppercuts down in Donegal Town where the boy's hair used to be cut. I'm like, that's Pierce Brosnan standing outside Uppercuts with Linda. Okay. And then he's up in.
Yeah,
bars in Downings, and then he's across in Dunlow, and he's getting there. Is he filming in all these places?
Yeah, they're filming.
He's up here filming.
Oh, there is another film. Yeah, he's.
No, I know he is, but he's not filming. Is he touring as well at the same time?
Oh, he probably has days. I mean, yeah, he probably has downtime. I presume. Yeah, he's downtime.
Right.
Downtime.
Just a wee quick serious thing for those of you out on the road, just to be careful because. As things thaw, we might think that everything's safe. But there are a number of cars off on the back road from Drumkeen down into Letterkenny at Ron. Please avoid using that road. It's not a road I'm a massive fan of at any time, but just be careful on it. And also Newtown to St. Johnston to Roskey or Lifford, treacherous this morning. They say the road was untreated. That came in a little under an hour ago, so I'm not sure if it's improved or not. But anyway, look at if you're out and about, be extra careful. Right, Kevin's been on to us. I feel like it's a three-hander now sometimes with Kevin. forgot to add this week, just after you had President Fionnuala on, bow one final time. Did I hear you had Eric Roberts on afterwards? Yeah, Eric is the influencer, isn't he? Yeah, he was on. Although across all social medias, I'm kicking his ass. But anyway, I lost coverage after. I was thinking, how did you get star of Blackbird on and Julia's Big Brother? Different Eric Roberts. as it was Michael and Fionnuala's fave film of 2022.
Yes.
Right
okay.
up there.
Oh,
I
was.
By the way, saw Michael's film recommendation. I thought that Cocaine Bear, a hilarious horror slapstick film. Ah. Don't Feed Bears, he says, and a long-awaited last film of Ray Liotta. Okay, and I'm glad he went out in a high.
Yes.
Do you know sometimes
something critical? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, absolutely.
He also became
plus he was in the TV show Blackbird. Remember that was that was his other last.
Yes, that is exactly there's the connection in this.
Yeah,
he almost became Tony Soprano after Goodfellas and a Donegal connection as his Goodfellas character Henry Hill shared a cell with an ex-cop and only found this out later too that he had an Irish mother but was given up for adoption. That's Kevin. Coming in from Dunlow.
Kevin never misses, unlike Fionnuala, who left us high and dry there for a few weeks.
I
but I'm okay, I'm not bitter.
Very posh people to hang around with.
I'm not bitter.
All right. Okay. Listen, you're texting in your number today. Thank you very much indeed. 086 60 25,000. Keep them coming into us. 074 91 25,000. So far, I think it's nice actually to look forward to something real that we can all get out to mm-hmm. next Friday if people are well enough to do so and what have you.
No,
so that's
no,
exciting.
It looks like it's going to be dry anyways, which is great.
Good.
Oh, come here.
No, dry is all you need. You can handle
for
it.
For next Friday.
You can handle
like, I know they've got long range weather forecasts.
I'm only telling you what my phone says. And I listen to my phone at all times.
I believe
you.
I
am
you.
A slave to it.
I believe
I
you.
Actually think we're going to get a lovely next Friday. Yeah. I actually share that opinion. We might need to get Alan from Carlo Weather
to confirm.
I think just to confirm. Okay, you're welcome back to the 9 till noon show. And we now have a bit of conversation and some live music because the Londonderry Musical Society are putting on 9 to 5 the musical. It's in the Millennium Forum from Wednesday the 29th of March to Saturday the 1st of April. Judith O'Hare is the chair of the LMS and joins us in studio now, amongst others. Good morning to you, Judith.
Morning, Greg. Thanks very much for having
it's
us on.
Great to
We're
have
delighted
you. Thanks for calling down.
Very pleased. The roads are so good coming up.
Ah, yes, I know, because I was a wee bit worried. But anyway, I'm glad that you've made it safe.
Thank you.
So, why 9 to 5 the musical? Because you've put on a lot of different stuff.
We have, yes. We've been on the go for 60 years, so we've done most of the traditional shows. The last two were Sound of Music and Calamity Jane. So we wanted a bit of a change, and it was actually Peter suggested it. We'd go modernise ourselves.
That's Peter Doherty, the musical
Peter
director,
Doherty is our
who's
musical
sitting
director.
To your right.
Yes,
okay,
that's right.
He's going to be playing the keyboard for us.
So it's a great show. I mean, we didn't realise it. It's really, Dolly Parton is really some lady. The music is terrific in it. I mean, everybody knows the big song 9 to 5, but the rest of the show is just full of lovely, lovely music. It's actually very tricky from the chorus point of view, because we're more like backing singers, but we've such great leads. You'll meet them now in a minute, but we've also got Michael Poole is our director. He's a drama coordinator in the tech, and he's a really good director. And Peter's been with us now for, I think, 7 years. And then we have Vanessa Chapman, our choreographer. So we've a great team, and we've been working now from January, and we hope that we'll put on. The show is really just full of everything. It's a great story. The great comedy turn. The three girls work in an office. They become unlikely. They're unlikely
friends.
And is this
Violet, Dorley and Judy?
That's right, Violet. Judy's the newcomer, and she's very innocent. She hasn't worked before. And the boss, Franklin Hart, is absolutely dreadful. He wouldn't allow to be in an office nowadays. But I suppose in the 70s, when this is set, there may have been people like him around, but he's absolutely dreadful. But the girls really get their own back on him at the end. It's really good fun.
The three you mentioned, the three characters are played by Lorraine Roddy, Sophie Doran and Cora Early, who are all with us today. Lorraine, what is this show like to be a part of?
That's great to be a part of. It's great fun. We have such a laugh. I'm playing Violet, so she's kind of like the senior supervisor in the office, and she's kind of very straight and believes that women shouldn't be soft and can kind of do whatever they want.
Mm. And who's playing the new girl? Cora, is it?
Me.
Yeah. What's your part like? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Rehearsals, because we haven't really...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As the rehearsals are, they're tough, like, but they're amazing and they're great. They're great fun. My character is funny. She's got that kind of awkward had a comedy about her, and her songs are brilliant, and that's what I love about it. Love all music.
And Sophie, how difficult is it when you're acting, right? You know, then you have to have your stage positioning and all that kind of stuff, your movement, and then the singing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of balls to keep in the air, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is. I mean, musicals are intricate. I mean, you have those three things that you're focusing on at all times, really. But as Judith was saying, we have Michael behind us, a fantastic director. He couldn't be better. And then you have Peter. Sure, Jesus. Works us like a dog, but he's unreal.
I'm glad you invoked our deity.
And Vanessa, I mean, they keep us online, so.
Yeah, but Peter, listen, from a musical perspective, a lot to get your teeth into here.
To be honest with you, Judith, see what Judith...
Sophie, don't you be worrying about anything. You don't do anything wrong there, right? Relax. She's turned away there. Go ahead,
laughing
Peter.
At the fact that Judith has blamed me, I've had inverted commas, for selecting the musical. I mean, talk about covering your back.
Yeah. Oh, come here anyway. Listen,
seriously, no, it's a great musical. There's so much in it. And anybody that knows Dolly Parton will be really surprised of the kind of the number of genres and styles that she manages to cover.
My favourite song of hers is actually, I'm not sure if it's in the show or not, and it doesn't really matter, is I Will Always Love You, her version of that song. Yeah. I think it's far and away better. Not to de-elevate anyone else, that's to elevate Dolly. It's just beautifully done. She did a version of that with... what's her name, Miley Cyrus, and it's worth checking out on YouTube. It's absolutely stunning. And the deference Miley showed, she just went through the roof in my estimations. Anyway, I'm going to use the first song to work out how many nights are between Wednesday the 29th of March and Saturday the 1st of April. Is it five? Is it it's four.
Four shows.
Right.
Not doing a matinee.
So Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. It's a beautiful venue to play in. I've only recently been there, and I can just imagine the audience is just... You know, brilliant view from every seat in the house.
Yeah, that's a beautiful place.
So if you're going to do it somewhere, might as well do it in the millennium.
Yeah, just hard to fill. There's nearly 1,000 seats, so it's a challenge for an amateur group to get 4,000
people
out. Well,
that's why, you know, that's why you're putting so much effort into it, you know. If you build it, hopefully they shall come. Right, okay, so we're going to get two tracks. We're going to get one first. What shall this be? Who's going to set this one up for us?
I Just Might. This comes mid-show, the first act. And it just focuses on the three girls and maybe the struggles they're going through.
Go ahead. All right. Okay. Lorraine, Sophie and Cora, take it away whenever you're ready.
You're the one that keeps me strong. You're the shoulder I lean on.
Hard to swallow pride.
When I think of had enough, I think of you and tough enough.
I know the truth inside.
Life's a weapon and a tool. I'll just try to write what's wrong
and just keep on keeping on.
But I just might make it well. I just might be stronger than I know. Though I might really be surprised. Could I get on with my life
and be strong?
I just might make it. I just might make it.
All right, well done. Complex, that one, isn't it? With all the harmonies, it sounds great. A lot of rehearsing just in the vocal element of it. You can see that, and it's paying off big time. Judith, tickets available for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday night. I think it's a great night out for people from right across the region. And we, as we say, it is in the Millennium Forum. The tickets are available at the box office?
Yes, if you can go online, millenniumforum.co.uk, and there's a number for the box office, 71264455. We have some offers too, opening night. All seats are £15, that's the Wednesday. And then there are family tickets and group rates available. If you get a crowd, if you can get 10 to go, you get a ticket free. So if you get a busload, it'd be even better.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And support it too. I think it's important too that people support societies like yours for everything that it does, you know, get people involved in stuff, the whole community side of it, you know, it's of the community, it's for the community.
Yes, indeed. And this year, we hope to do Oliver next year. And
let's get this year out of the way first.
Over the years.
We've 4 nights to sell out, Judy.
Over the years, we get in, we start off with several children's shows. And then as they develop, I think Sophie actually was in... some of our children's shows, maybe in Annie and the King and I, and Annie. So and Lorraine has had her two daughters have been in at school. So it's great to nurture the talent, and now we've got mature artists now. But we're always welcome for any new talent that wants to come along. So Cora just joined us this year. She's from First Act Group in Strabane. Mm-hmm. And we're delighted to have her.
Brilliant. And a brilliant vocalist as well, as Sophie and Lorraine, of course. 9 to 5, written actually, this music and lyrics are all Dolly's.
They're all Dolly's, yeah.
Most people may be aware, but anyway, if they are not. Okay, just to remind everyone listening that the opening night offer, €15 for all seats. That's on Wednesday the 29th, and then subsequent nights, ticket Thursday through Saturday, 18, 20, 22, 50, and it's at the Millennium Forum, and it's the full show, and I think people are going to have a great night out. If you're looking to buy something for someone or treat someone to something, I think that's a good idea. Right, okay, let's hear once more from Lorraine, Sophie and Cora. Who's going to set this one up? What's this one, Peter?
This one's Shine Like the Sun, and it's quite significant in the sense that not that long ago, it was International Women's Day, just the other day, and what we have is a sorority of just fantastic chanteuses. I mean, they're just going to knock your socks off. So if you come along to see the show, you're guaranteed a hoot, because it's not only is it funny, it's hugely entertaining, so you'll have a great night. This one's called Shine Like the Sun.
They say we always get what we deserve, whether good, bad, or indifferent.
That's what I've always heard.
No good deed goes unpunished, but the bad deeds you have done stretched out, I'm sure, that they would reach from here to kingdom come.
We think it's time you get what you deserve. You've got no true compassion, but you've really got some nerve.
And you've hurt every one of us in different kinds of ways.
What goes around comes around,
and each dog has its day.
Under this hair is a brain, not that you'd ever care. And you only see tits, but get this, there's a heart under there. Heart that you've broken and ripped up more times than a few. Well, old Double D Dora Lee's gonna stick it to you. I'm gonna shine at the sun when these clouds roll away from my door. When it's all said and done, I won't be at your mercy no more. I will prove my own worth, heal the damage and hurt that's been done. And when the crying's all done, shine like the sun.
I've had enough hurt in my life, and you've been adding to it. But I'm in control now, and just like before, I'll get through it. You've hurt and embarrassed me, proving you don't give a damn. And I'm tired of men like you who make me feel less than I am. Shine like the sun when these clouds roll away from my door.
Shine like the sun.
When it's all said and done, I won't be at your mercy.
Shine like the sun, we're gonna shine like the sun.
I am taking what's mine, I'll be fine. I am second to none.
Second to none.
And when the losing's all done, I'm gonna shine like the sun. Shine.
Up and down in my shadowed with trouble and sorrow, but I'm not giving up, cause I know there is always tomorrow. There are no guarantees, life is always a hit or a miss. But I truly believe I won't always be feeling like this.
I'm gonna shine like the sun when these clouds roll away from my door.
trying's all done. When the trying's all done, there'll be nothing but sun. When it's all said and done, we're gonna shine,
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 shine
like the
shine,
shine,
shine
like the sun.
Well done, everyone. That was fantastic. And between boobs and blasphemy, Sophie, you're going to get me put off the air. I don't know what is going on.
So
it's all
I'm
you. It's just all you. Well, it'd be the boobs was in the song. You can do nothing about that, can you? But come here. Listen, thanks, all three of you. Absolutely outstanding. Lorraine Roddy, Sophie Doran, and Cora Early. Those are the ladies that you heard singing. Peter Doherty, the musical director, playing the keyboard. And you've been listening also to Judith O'Hare, chair of the Londonderry Musical Society. That show, 9 to 5. The musical is on from Wednesday the 29th of March to Saturday the 1st of April. Get on to Millennium Forum box office to get your tickets, and it's €15 for all seats on the opening night. That's the Wednesday night. All of you, thanks so much for making the journey down. We do appreciate it. Michael and Fionnuala, tough act to follow, that, isn't it?
Seats.
Hello, we're literally, Michael, on a radio show on the radio, and you're talking and looking at your phone.
We're technically doing maths.
Well, it's entertainment based. We are communicating to each other.
I know why.
Communicating to each other about entertainment. We are right now.
I might give the impression, right, that this is all just seat of your pants stuff, that nothing is rehearsed, that I'm just here having a bit of crack. This is
never
a professional radio show on a proper radio station.
In my phone book, that's after your name, I have brackets professional. So
is it a capital P?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't go that far. No,
but listen, we were talking about Kinky Boots and singing its praises. Three amazing vocalists.
Oh my
can't
god,
wait to hear them
and
with
that
the full backing.
And that's a great show. 9 to 5 is a really good show as well.
Okay. Right. Okay, so that's a great show to work on this, though. You get to see amazing things.
We've yes.
Four,
everything
oh,
comes.
By the way, we had our amazing four acts, and I keep saying amazing, and I feel like I come across like I'm just saying it, right? And then I feel like I have to clarify, and then we're in this loop. Mm. But our finalists for Irish Music Month, brilliant acts, already making names for themselves. Boy M5, Colin Nee, Midnight Preachers, Charles James and the Rise, all brilliant. You can listen to their live performances now, and you'd hard to discern it between their live and the recorded performances, and then vote. Go onto our website, highlandradio.com. You've got to Sunday night till vote, okay? Then your votes, the listeners' votes, will be combined with an external panel of judges' votes, and then we'll announce a winner on Wednesday. That winner goes on to represent us at the region to a huge national competition. So, as I say, it's been a great week between seeing four amazing acts, then we've got the crew from 9 to 5 in singing live. You know what I mean?
Local talent is absolutely amazing
and
in this region.
Just about paying me to be here to do it. It's amazing.
So everyone tells me when they hear you on air, they say, oh, poor Greg, you've got to give him more money. He's broke, apparently.
Yes, I have nothing.
I just start laughing and walk away.
I have nothing.
As I do to you.
See, this is the thing. We
see, you know he does it for love. That's the problem.
We are.
So obviously doing it for love.
The one thing you can't say that we aren't real. Because that is actually exactly the truth. That's what... But anyway,
it's my management style. Just laugh and walk away.
Come here.
Yes, it works. Yeah.
So we stick with the theatre, the King. We at King.
Yeah, we went to see King.
So we have a sort of a theatre theme.
Yeah,
right.
Between what we've been talking about, and we'll probably run out of stuff to say, and then we'll go back to the TV. But anyway.
Yeah.
Go on.
We went down.
You were the last return of King. Which one do you want to talk about?
King.
Okay, go ahead.
Because we were there on Saturday night. Pat Kinavan, his latest show. A one-man show. I was really looking forward to this. I think it was the last thing we said last week, and I was absolutely mesmerised. This is a performer who is absolutely at the pinnacle of his craft. It was a story of a guy who is too afraid to leave his apartment. And it was a powerful, emotional story.
How
that
does
was
one person engage an audience?
I know.
For an hour and a half, is it?
Yeah,
like
an hour and a half.
How
yeah.
does one, because I haven't
phenomenal.
Seen it,
yeah.
right? Or well, haven't seen a one-act show. So how does an individual
different
entertain
yeah.
and hold a crowd for
oh,
an hour
I,
and
I know. Different people have, different performers have different ways of doing it, but I think Pat Kinavan is unique. I mean, he was so physical. He was doing tangos, the whole thing was kind of, there was like, it was like a stream of consciousness. I mean, there was a thread, there was a story which went from A to B to C to D. But at the same time, the physicality, I mean, he was telling us a story, then he was playing a character from the character's past. Then he was lying on his back, kicking his legs in the air, rolling around.
Doing the tango.
But you know what I mean? And he just did it as if it was like, it was so smooth.
And
so
did
effortless.
You enjoy it, Fionnuala, as much?
I have to say, I
think I'd have to work a bit harder to entertain you. I think I'd have to have three or four people with me to do it. Do you know what
I
mean?
I mean, the level of bravery some of these performers do is just amazing. Because, I mean, like you say, to stand out in front of people all alone and think, I've got to fill this hour and a half is phenomenal. He was unbelievable. Now, I found it was very busy. There was a lot of stuff happening. There was a lot of different threads to it. I thought maybe there was a little bit too many threads. I could have done without one or two of them because it kind of got a little bit confusing for me. And you know, I hate to be confused.
We take a hand out of you, but I think we all do.
It happens to me way too often. But you could in no way fault the performer. To watch him on stage was just thought. He came on like curled up into a ball and suddenly he just started to express himself kind of through dance with the music while there was a voice. He had like a voiceover done about what, you know, what the tango meant and all this kind of thing. He introduced it in a different way. He played different characters within his life, you know, instead of just saying, well, my mother said, he'd be kind of pretending he was the mother as he was saying it.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
And it just came the whole way through, Very much if you've ever seen... Here's another guy who's awesome at it, which is Michael Murphy, which is a guy that lives down in Galway. But he's been up here loads of times. He is the Man in the Women's Shoes and the sequel to that, which I can never remember the name of it. But both are amazing. And I think just it's not a thing that everybody can do. The only thing I'd say about this... Oh, God bless you.
Apparently you can't sneeze live on radio. I've done it.
Sure, here we go.
Another box ticked.
The only thing that I would say about this was the pity of this was... Really, there wasn't enough people at it because people missed out big time. And I know it's hard
just think
when they
don't. My tone of questioning, right, because of my personal ignorance, right, maybe, you know, you have to work a bit harder to sell a one-man act. Is that it? I don't know, because it's not on reputation or definitely on portfolio, because this guy's reputation
are right that the general public don't. You know what I mean? That the general public think, oh, God, I'm going to have one guy stand up there kind of talking at me. I just think, look at the, you know, in some areas the theatre is packed. Like if something like Kinky Boots, you know, I'm sure that 9 to 5 will do equally as good. And the thing is sold out. But people are really missing out and stuff. People should give things a try. Like we
is
went to the opera and I'd never been to it and it was amazing.
Is it possible though that, you know, success of something is not judged by how many people are there? In other words... If you maximise the potential audience that might be a third or a half or two thirds of a theatre, then that is the success. Do you know what I mean? Not every seat being full necessarily is the gauge of success depending on the show. Do you know that sort of thing?
Yeah, no.
Like if I did something there and it was half full, I think I'd be very, very happy.
No, I did. I mean, he was happy with the crowd that he got. And it was, I don't mean it from his point of view.
No, I know
I meant
that.
It more from,
I get that.
For me, I meant it more from an audience point of view because I think it's more... Like he was there, he gave it 110% and he was seemed to be, met him afterwards when he came down.
Yeah, lovely
and
guy.
He seemed very happy with the way it's got. It's only a new show that they've kind of started.
This is their fifth night was Letterkenny, I think
so
he said,
hopefully he's going to come round again and he's, you know, that it might.
The word of mouth will have spread.
Exactly,
yeah,
that they might swing round and have it back again.
No, and I wasn't. I hope you don't think I was misinterpreting your words. I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
And you're 100%.
It's like TV ratings.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily, the show doesn't have to be number one or a top 10 or a top 20 hit to be considered a success.
And in America, you're targeting to be number one in a demographic.
Demos is a big thing,
Listen, okay, that's fantastic. Keep your eyes out for it. Both enjoyed King, which was in the theatre. Kinky Boots, nothing available for that now, but both loved that. We had the 9 to 5 crew in singing live for us. And we're not
There's a lot of good stuff coming. They've released their new, Green On have their kind of spring programme.
The brochure, the programme,
out into to the summer. Mm. And people should check it out. You can check it out online, all the different stuff that's coming. A lot of different
together.
Stuff from all different kind of genres, music,
booking
theater.
Is actually
more
really
opera. We're going back to more opera because we loved the Barbara.
Okay, we're not here next Friday. We're here Thursday, Caroline. Yeah, Thursday. And that's just before St. Patrick's Day, so it's all going to be very exciting, isn't it?
Yes,
and
we have a long, nice, weekend. Long weekend.
Feel sorry for the people who work in hospitality. It's going to be a nightmare weekend for them. But anyway, Michael Lenny, writer and blogger, thank you so very much indeed. El Presidente, Fionnuala Rabbit, thank you so very much indeed. And thank you to Caroline, who researched and produced the show all week, and Anya, who worked on it earlier in the week as well. We're back with you Monday morning at 9.